It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Let's talk some TGL, high-tech golf. Lacking any fun?
F is for friends who do stuff together. U is for you and me. N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea.
F is for fire that burns down the whole town. U's for uranium bombs. N is for no survivors when you're...
Plankton, those things aren't what fun is all about.
Yeah, thank you, Plankton. I needed that. First, we had the PGA Tour, and then 3 years ago, the new LIV Golf League arrived on the scene to provide a little bit of competition. And LIV Golf bills itself as golf, but louder. But on Tuesday night, ESPN rolled out golf's new made-for-TV attempt to attract additional interest from the younger audiences. Tomorrow's Golf League, which goes by TGL, debuted on Tuesday night with a weekly show which culminates with playoffs during late March. This TGL concept was developed by golf stars Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. For those who have played at a top golf range, and or you remember Shell's wonderful World of Golf television series, TGL combines technology with golf and its personalities. Well, at least that's what Tiger and Rory were hoping to achieve. So how does this TGL golf work? To give a fair assessment, I watched Tuesday's first two-hour event, which actually went 10 minutes too long, on ESPN. Had I not done a little bit of reading, though, about the format prior to last night's TV presentation, I might have been a little bit more confused. The golf is played in a right-sized arena. It holds about 1,500 fans, which encircles the action. The golfers hit their tee shot and their fairway shots into a huge, I mean, five-story simulator screen, which is placed about 30 yards away from the teeing areas. Now, by the way, there are two separate teeing areas, the back tee, which is used for traditional tee shots using woods and long irons. Then they have a closer tee to the simulator screen that is used for shots from 130 yards to about 50 yards to the hole. So why have two tees? The players would likely be able to hit their short iron shots over that 50-foot simulator screen if they were playing them from the traditional tee box. It's a bit funny to hear a tee shot make a big thud sound as the ball strikes the magic screen on every long shot. In addition, there are three separate areas to hit from on each tee. The left side of the tee had a sand trap for those unfortunate drives which happened to land in a fairway bunker. The center of the teeing mat was a closely mowed, real grass, by the way, fairway, and the players can hit their tee shots or second shots from the authentic grass fairway. And the right side of the tee box featured a rough, which appeared to be on TV about 1 to 1.5 inches deep. Now, this is where the golfers play shots after their drives happen to miss the fairways. The golfers must drop their ball into this rough prior to playing another shot toward the big simulator screen. Toward the end of the first week's match, the grass portions of the tee boxes were getting fairly torn up. Remember that, guys, for next week. Where is the green? Once the simulator shows the player's golf ball either heading to or within a few yards of the green, the players will then move to the other end of the arena and chip and putt from there. A very impressive large artificial grass green, complete with sand traps and chipping areas around all the sides, is the big feature attraction on that end of the arena. Now, this green can be manipulated utilizing hydraulic lifts under the surface to present itself with different types of breaks or elevation changes. The players didn't seem to complain very much about the green, so apparently it did a decent enough job during the debut match on Tuesday night. So who is playing in this new TGL? Many of the PGA's top stars of today are involved on six teams comprised of four players apiece. There's the Atlanta Drive GC, as in golf club, which has Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Billy Horschel, and Lucas Glover, all of them from the U.S. There's the Boston Common Golf, which has Rory McIlroy from Northern Ireland, Hideki Matsuyama of Japan, Keegan Bradley of the U.S., and Adam Scott from Australia. The Jupiter Lynx of Florida Golf Club, Tiger Woods, Max Homa, Tom Kim of South Korea, and Kevin Kisner of the USA. The Los Angeles Golf Club has Colin Morikawa of the U.S., Sahith Theegala of the U.S., Justin Rose of England, and Tommy Fleetwood of England. And last night's two golf teams featured the New York Golf Club with Matt Fitzpatrick of England, Ricky Fowler, Xander Schauffele, and Cameron Young of the U.S., against the Bay Golf Club, like in the San Francisco Bay, with Ludvig Åberg of Sweden, Wyndham Clark of the USA, Minwoo Lee of Australia, and Shane Lowry of Ireland. I watched Tuesday night's initial TGL match. The Bay Golf Club absolutely clobbered the New York Golf Club by a 9-2 final score. How is the golf game scored? Good question. The low score on each hole wins, and if there is a tie, there is no carryover from the previous hole in this format. The teams play for 1 point per hole, which can be doubled if someone throws the infamous challenge flag called the hammer in this game prior to hitting the tee shot. The two teams, which only featured three of the four golfers, by the way, will alternate shots on each hole on the front nine. Then for the final six holes of the match, the game is played as a one-on-one competition with each golfer playing against another golfer for two holes apiece. A total of 15 holes is played during this two-hour made-for-TV match. And if the match remains tied at that point, the players will then have a closest-to-the-hole competition to decide a weekly winner. So let me give you Swamp Swami's Week 1 observations. It was never explained on television last night why the fourth golfer, in this case Cam Young from New York, or Minwoo Lee for the Bay Golf Club, did not participate. Why would you have four-man teams when you're only going to utilize three of the players? Number 2, Ludvig Åberg of the Bay Golf Club appeared to be quite poised and focused and was obviously the best golfer on the stage last night. He is going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. None of the golfers, by the way, exceeded the 40-second shot clock during Tuesday night's first match. Isn't that great? You know what would be better? If we could see the PGA Tour actually enforce that rule to speed up play on the greens in 2025. While this was quite innovative, the TGL putting green did feature a couple of very severely sloped areas, which appeared to me to be too close to the hole on a couple of occasions. At times, the green play resembled Happy Land's Adventure Golf from the movie Happy Gilmore. But at least they didn't have a clown hole.
Yeah!
A little bit more thought about pin placement and reducing the excessive slopes is going to solve that problem, though, in future weeks. Though each of these six players last night, three on each team, wore microphones, there was very little taunting or player-to-player interaction to raise the interest level on television. At least Xander Schauffele seems to have a good sense of humor, but he rarely showcased it last night. We need more out of you like that, Xander. Come on! And the TGL's hammer, that double or nothing flag, was only thrown twice during the opening match. The Bay Golf team doubled its point total on one hole as a result. And on the other hole where the hammer was thrown, the score was a tie and no extra point was awarded. If the PGA Tour wants to develop more personalities and attract new fans, these TGL events are a terrific place to start. I kept wondering how much fun this event might have been had they had a personality like a Lee Trevino or Gary Player around to needle the other golfers during the match. That's what makes it fun. Unfortunately, the first week's set of golfers were mostly void of endearing personalities. A few of the golfers admitted to having the jitters playing in front of a sometimes rowdy crowd on national television. They do not like getting booed, that's for sure. The coming weeks will feature the two developers of this concept, Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Their presence may help draw out a little bit more of the desired player versus player chatter. We'll have to see. The ESPN production appeared to be technically sound for the first week. There was a computer-generated version of host Scott Van Pelt, you'd have to have seen this, which looked really creepy. Also, ESPN's on-course commentator Marty Smith, who does a great job on the SEC network, looked and sounded quite out of place for much of the night. Hey, no offense, Marty, but the onus should be on the golfers and not the commentators to provide some exciting golf shots and reveal a little bit more of their playful side for the fans. So here's the Swamp Swami verdict. Much like the spring pro football leagues, the TGL golf is an acquired taste. The first match was a bit boring to watch at times. Those of us old enough to have watched Shell's Wonderful World of Golf series remember how important it was for the two featured golfers to show a little bit more personality for the fans. Those who excelled at that, like Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, Chichi Rodriguez, and Lee Trevino, made those events a lot more memorable and fun to watch. While pro golfers want to display their exceptional skills, I get it, TGL needs their players, though, to inject more fun and personality into each weekly show. They need to work on that more than their short games before the matches.
Yes!
Golf's TV demographics skew the oldest of any major sport. While seniors, like me, will watch golf during most any cold winter evening, the sport desperately needs an injection of younger fans to help grow the game. And the first match of TGL simply did not deliver the excitement that I have been hoping for. If TGL wants to thrive, the next few weeks must increase this fun factor by the participating players. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf will showcase great golf being played nearly every weekend of the year to watch. You can see that anytime. A high-tech event like TGL has got to showcase the golfers' personalities. I'm going to give TGL a B for the golf skills, but a D for personality in week number one. Now that C score from me means that there's plenty of room for improvement. I do want to see this succeed. So let's give TGL a few more weeks before we make a final determination. I'm Swamp Swami.